Jeremiah, chapter 30. The word that came to Jeremiah from Yahweh, saying, Thus speaks Yahweh, the God of Israel, saying, Write all the words that I have spoken to you in a book. For, look, the days come, says Yahweh, that I will turn again the captivity of my people Israel and Judah, says Yahweh, and I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they will possess it. And these are the words that Yahweh spoke concerning Israel and concerning Judah. For thus says Yahweh, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Ask now, and see whether a man travails with child. Why do I see every able-bodied man with his hands on his loins, as a woman in travail, and all faces have turned pale? Alas! For that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he will be saved out of it. And it will come to pass in that day, says Yahweh of hosts, that I will break his yoke from off your neck, and will burst your bonds, and strangers will no more make him their slave. But they will serve Yahweh their God, and David their king, whom I will raise up to them. Therefore don't be afraid, O Jacob my slave, says Yahweh, neither be dismayed, O Israel, for, look, I will save you from afar, and your seed from the land of their captivity, and Jacob will return, and will be quiet and at ease, and none will make him afraid. For I am with you, says Yahweh, to save you, for I will make a full end of all the nations where I have scattered you, but I will not make a full end of you, but I will correct you in measure, and will in no way leave you unpunished, for thus says Yahweh, your hurt is incurable, and your wound grievous. There is none to plead your cause, that you may be bound up, you have no healing medicines. All your lovers have forgotten you, they don't seek you, for I have wounded you with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one, for the greatness of your iniquity, because your sins have increased. Why do you cry for your hurt? Your pain is incurable, for the greatness of your iniquity, because your sins have increased, I have done these things to you. Therefore all those who devour you will be devoured, and all your adversaries, every one of them, will go into captivity, and those who despoil you will be a spoil, and all who prey on you I will give for a prey. For I will restore health to you, and I will heal you of your wounds, says Yahweh, because they have called you an outcast, saying, It is Zion, whom no man seeks after. Thus says Yahweh, Look, I will turn again the captivity of Jacob's tents, and have compassion on his dwelling places, and the city will be built on its own hill, and the palace will be inhabited after its own manner. And out of them will proceed thanksgiving and the voice of those who make merry, and I will multiply them, and they will not be few, I will also glorify them, and they will not be small. His sons also will be as previously, and his congregation will be established before me, and I will punish all who oppress him. And his majestic one will be of himself, and his ruler will proceed from the midst of him, and I will cause him to draw near, and he will approach to me, for who is he who has had boldness to approach to me, says Yahweh. And you will be my people, and I will be your God. Look, the tempest of Yahweh, even his wrath, has gone forth, a sweeping tempest, it will burst on the head of the wicked. The fierce anger of Yahweh will not return, until he has executed, and until he has performed the intents of his heart. In the latter days you will understand it.